stretch those faders, necks hang them high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang them high.
My senator just voted yes to pass the Brady Bill. Thinks if he can take my guns, it's him that won't be killed. He doesn't give a hang about the crime he helps create, as long as bribes keep coming in. Americans can wait. Yippee-yi-yo!
Use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang them high.
Check them out, size them up, hook them up, bite them out. If they're in, vote them out. If they're out, pound them down. Drag them into the court, every trade or sort. Use your vote like a rope, hang them high. Hang them high.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, the verdict is in, I guess. Hello, Mike. You're next on the program.
Hey, Rick. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Always enjoy your program.
Well, I count that a blessing that somebody enjoys it. I appreciate that, sir.
I was wanting to get your perspectives on. I got a couple of topics. First, I've been interested in knowing what your perspective is on the political process. You know, many who are in the what we call the patriot or constitutional movement, you know, voice their frustrations on what we can do to get our country back. And we talk a lot about the secret societies that are engineering many of our social and political processes. But, you know, we've got these political parties, and there really are not that many citizens, so to speak, operating these political parties. And, you know, and if you were to look at this locally or on the state level and start to take these two political parties back, I just wanted to see if you'd had any experience, you know, in your lifetime directly in political party involvement or
I have.
What your thoughts are about.
I have, yes.
About taking them back.
Quite frankly, I think it's beyond that point. I think it's too late for that. That's my opinion. And I think the hour is critical, that we don't have time for politics. We don't have time to get involved in a democratic system any longer. I believe that what we have now is a tyranny, an enemy within that is destroying us. And we haven't got time, quite frankly, to organize another party. And that party, even though we have political parties like the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, and so forth, these parties are totally at the mercy of the media. And if the media just continue to ignore them and belittle them, there's no sense trying to convince Americans to join that party. So it's not a political solution we seek. It's a spiritual one, I believe. And this is where I tend to part company with the so-called patriot movement, because I don't think exposing the New World Order and bringing them down is going to solve any of our other problems if we don't get to back to basics, spiritual basics. See, I think we need a national repentance first, and then our problems would go away, wouldn't they?
Well, we'd all be living a lot more blessedly, that's for sure.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I'll talk more when we come back. Thank you for the call. We shall return.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All right, that's the truth, isn't it, huh? Yep, no matter what they say about peace, they are not beating their weapons into plowshares, that's for sure. The only plowshares they're making are the shares of profits in the Pentagon and Mr. Bush's proposed budget, which is top-heavy with support for and, shall we say, rewards for Dick Cheney, Halliburton, and the whole crew and coterie of companies that are profiting from war. No question about that. Now, as Mike was bringing up in the last hour, yes, I have been involved in efforts to try to, create new parties over the years, and all of them have fallen by the wayside. I remember in the 1970s being involved with the American Party and then the American Independent Party. But the American Party, whose presidential candidate many of you will recall in 76, was none other than Tom Anderson, Tennessee, I believe. And Tom Anderson had his vice presidential running mate, Rufus Shackelford. And, of course, together, the party, I think, got approximately 5 votes in the country. No, I'm only kidding. But obviously they did not get even a fraction of 1%. And the reason was very simple. The media is controlled. And as long as this corrupt national media have the kind of corrupt control that they have over us, it's a waste of time. The major internationally run Zionist-controlled media will make sure that anyone who is a threat to the New World Order will be destroyed, he will be tarred, he will be feathered, he will be liquidated one way or another. So, once again, the media is the enemy as the American Free Press promotion goes. They is the enemy. And that's why I learned long ago, from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s, with Ross Perot, that anyone who thinks he's going to form a third-party alternative, well, let's just say a second party, since there's only one, the Republicrats, is, pardon the expression, whistling Dixie. He's wasting his time. We are well beyond that stage. We are not even in the ballpark of political action anymore as far as that is concerned. Another party. And now, if the American people, having said that, were to become a righteous people again and get back to basics, the fundamentals of the faith upon which this nation was established, and repent of their sins and ask God to heal this land, anything is possible with God. And I believe that's one of them. We wouldn't need to even bother forming another party. You see, it doesn't matter what the party is. In a democracy, it's the people and the special interests that call the tune. And the spineless jellyfish simply dance. So the American people today, with one big, huge voice, really, I mean, forget about the White House, but went to their congressman and said, look, don't come home anymore, because if you do, you'll be facing a bullet. You'll be facing a shotgun. You'll be looking right straight in the barrel. Don't bother coming home unless you do the following. The American people insisted on that. That would be it. That'd be all it would take, believe me, as far as political change and changing the course of direction in this country. But now, we have come so far down as a nation. We have gone from a republic to a democracy to an empire, all in a short period of time. We are now the empire, Pax Americanus, that I don't see any political action of the type which we have talked about happening. I really don't. I think it's going to come down to the street. I think it's going to come down to the, to the gun. It's going to come down to fighting across America, as was the case a couple hundred years ago. And I think that that is the way things will eventually go, as far as America is concerned. Another civil war. A different kind of civil war. But another one, to be sure. And that, of course, is what certain powers that be would like to have. That is what they would love to see, because they are doing everything they can to create the conditions of such a scenario. Then, of course, they will offer the solution. See, they know most people are brain dead. This is the standard operating procedure of the New World Order. They operate on the premise of Harry Hopkins during World War II in the Roosevelt administration. You know, you can lie and tax and spend. The people are too darn dumb to understand. It doesn't matter what you tell them. Make them feel good. Propagandize them, pump them up, and they'll just regurgitate everything you spoon-feed them. Well, that's true. Because few people today have the intelligence, the intellect, or the moral values to be able to think, to be able to question, to be able to probe. That is what is the nature of the problem. Now, we overcome that? Fine. We've overcome the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Third parties, waste of time. Not going to happen. I mean, we can talk about it, sure. But don't put your faith in them. Faith in God, indeed, as the caller said, is going to be the most important thing. And in the real God, the true Yahweh, not the false God. Now, we will get back to the phones. However, let me just read a few snippets of news that you may have missed. And I'm sure that you have missed some important news. Once again, dealing with what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on now with Scandinavia, it's interesting to see what is happening in that part of the world vis-a-vis America. Many Muslims suspect that the attacks going on their religion have connections to Israel and Zionism even before they have firm evidence of that, because they know that there is a promotion of a clash of civilization benefiting those who want the localized racism and ethnic cleansing in Palestine to be forgotten so that they might profit from the war and conflict that keep natural resources away from the public's ownership. So in this case, actually, it is interesting to note that the actual evidence for the connection between a Mr. Rose and the Zionists like Dan Pipes and others now pushing attacks on Iran and Syria, there are two links that you could go to if you wish on the origin of the offensive cartoons that do show connections with those who aspire to dominate and to oppress. Yes, rumormillnews.com, where Christopher Bolin has contributed copiously, is one of them. And then there's another one, www.juancole.com, 2006/02/Cole-Dash-ON-Danish-Caricatures-In-Salon_9. Now, that's long, I know, and I shouldn't even read all of that. But you went to rumormillnews.com, you will get the drift of what we have been talking about in previous programs. Now, in addition to this, listen to the following, ladies and gentlemen, from Haaretz, which is an Israeli newspaper. The initiators of the white elephant called the Museum of Tolerance declared that they do not deal with Holocaust-related issues and will not deal with issues relating to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Well, guess what? You want to hear something? Well, listen to this, and we will continue to read to you after the break, because this is an interesting story, very interesting story. It's the story of Yad Vashem's monopoly on Holocaust issues. The meaning of the second statement is now transpiring. Tolerance preachers couldn't care less. They are building on a foundation of generations of Muslim skeletons. What are we talking about? Well, believe it or not, they're talking about a new Holocaust museum built on the graveyard of Muslim skeletons, if you can believe that. Unreal, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely mind-boggling. This is exactly what most people are not getting from the New York Times. Instead, they are getting the hate-mongering attacks on Iran, on the Syrians, on Muslims in general, but not what is going on in that unhappy, unholy land. And this, the story, needs to be told. Well, this is interesting. I don't want to begin it now because the break's coming up, but I will read to you a little bit about what we're talking about, having to do with the so-called tolerance and hypocrisy of tolerance. When we return, and we will take your calls as well, plenty of time for that. Rick Adams, stay tuned. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You want to be blunt about what has taken place? Sometimes when you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are falling.
Yes, indeed. We can see that illiteracy rate growing, can't we? All right. I was talking about the article, The Hypocrisy of Tolerance, having to do with taking land that is currently housing Muslim skeletons in order to build a museum of tolerance in Israel. And the tolerance preachers, as this particular article says, couldn't care less that they are building on a foundation of generations of Muslim skeletons. After all, they promised not to deal with a local conflict. Yet, Let Moria, the company owned by the reunited city of Jerusalem, that's Let Moria, L-E-T-M-O-R-I-A, deal with the skeleton matters. After almost 40 years of sanctimoniousness and double standards, City Hall should know how to cover up the hypocrisy of building a museum of tolerance on, of all places, a desecrated Muslim cemetery. Whoever decided to place the ostentatious building of the museum in the graveyard must have known that digging the foundations would unearth hundreds of skeletons. After all, already in the 70s and 80s, the Muslim Waqf authorities protested the desecration of graves on that site. On the eve of the project's presentation, more than 3 years ago, many warned of the inevitable scandal that this would cause. But nobody was bothered. After all, a Jewish-Israeli expert had established that the site's sanctity had been removed and contemptuously dismissed arguments of Muslim religious leaders to the contrary. Anyway, the Israeli Antiquities Authority and the Religious Affairs Ministry were supervising the site and instructing the workers to clean the skeletons and cover them with a white nylon sheet. Can you imagine? All for the Museum of Tolerance. These excavations are really bringing to the fore far more angst, if you will, than anything we've seen in recent days pertaining to the reaction in the Mohammedan world. This is the sort of thing that escapes media attention too often in the New York Times and the major newspapers in this country. But think about it. Skeletons are being removed from the site of an ancient Muslim cemetery in the heart of Jerusalem so they can make way for a $150 million Museum of Tolerance that's being built for Los Angeles-based Simon Wiesenthal Center. Now, the Palestinians have complained, so what? They went through the courts? Who cares? Israeli archaeologists and developers have continued excavating these remains of people who were buried at this site, which spans about 1,000 years, by the way. And yet the project continues, unabated, uninterfered with. And the Israeli branch of the Simon Wiesenthal Center declined to comment and has had no role in the project, they tell us. So you see, this is just one more example of why the United States and its alliance with the State of Israel has created so much antipathy and so much negative reaction against America that we have to understand it's a culmination of things now. It's a culmination of things. And this latest situation in Europe is only adding fuel to the fire. Now, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the beginning of creating a very hostile environment in and around Jerusalem as the wall of apartheid continues to climb and it grows higher and longer every day. The American government continues to finance this system, even though it claims it is not doing it directly. Indirectly, it is paying for every inch of that wall surrounding Jerusalem. And what's going on in Iraq at the same time? In Iraq, they're talking about oil. And you will find this absolutely amazing. When we come back from the break, I have to read this to you. They are planning a tenfold rise in fuel prices this year in Iraq. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you'll understand why the United States launched this aggressive, violative, unconstitutional war against the people of Iraq. Incredible! The IMF and the World Bank are moving to do to Iraq and the United States the same thing they are doing to Venezuela, or attempting to do. All across the globe, a tenfold rise in fuel prices in Iraq for 2006. We will talk about that right after the break. We will get to your calls after the break, and we will continue with other issues as well, as we need to, each and every night on this program, Uncensored Radio Free America, where you won't hear this anywhere else on the mainstream media. That is for sure. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, I promise you we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
We will get right to your phone calls on the program, but first let me read this to you. Iraq will gradually increase state-controlled domestic fuel prices tenfold. Did you hear me? Tenfold in 2006. Why? To meet International Monetary Fund demands. This according to an Iraq official this past Monday. You see, Lindsey Williams has told you what they intend to do to us. Now, they're doing the same thing to occupied Iraq. They're doing it, and they're getting away with it. The move is likely to spark public protest, no kidding. Iraq already increased prices by 200% in December, igniting protests and creating a rift between the oil industry and the government over external political pressure. We have to meet demands from the International Monetary Fund, they said. The prices should be equal to the prices in neighboring countries, another source in the oil industry said. When you think about it, we're talking about criminals that are so evil and diabolical. They would make anything that Saddam Hussein, Hitler, Stalin, these other characters in a bygone era, tame in comparison, ladies and gentlemen. A liter of ordinary gasoline before the rise in December cost 20 dinars, about 1.4 U.S. cents. It climbed to 50 dinars in early December. 1 liter of gasoline in oil producer Saudi Arabia costs between 25 to 30 cents. When Iraq increases the price tenfold, a liter will cost between 40 and 42 cents. Iraq won a crucial loan accord with the IMF in late December and a $14 billion debt swap with private lenders. The $685 million IMF standby credit arrangement was the fund's first ever with Iraq and is designed to support the economic program for the next 15 months. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is right there in front of you. These gangsters, these criminals, the World Bank and the IMF are doing to Iraq what Saddam Hussein could never have done. They are the master, and I say master criminals. These are the enemies of our nation. They are in Washington. They're in Jerusalem. They're in London. They're in France. And yes, indeed, they also are in Scandinavia. Now you begin to see the emerging picture here. It's all about control. And now we're beginning to understand exactly why this invasion took place. There's the evidence right before you. Paul in New York, you are now on the program. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you doing?
All righty.
I called two subjects to come.
I'm sorry, but go right ahead. You're welcome.
That's all right. Well, you know, before you were talking about, you know, two subjects ago, I got to thinking while you were talking that the enemy, I mean, if we were to really look at it, is the people in the middle that keep complacent. And if these people, if we refuse to take their chip, right, me and you and our community or whatever, and these people want to give the chip, and we say, no, we don't want it, if everybody says no, they can't do anything. But it's the people that are the complacent ones that are really our enemy, because those people are the ones that are letting it happen. I mean, me and you, we're like jumping up and down here. We don't want it to happen.
It's always been true in history, though, Paul. The middle, the mainstream, if you will, the masses will always surrender their liberties for comfort.
Right.
That's always true.
That's why back in the Revolutionary War, they hated the Tories. I mean, they hated the people that didn't do anything, you know?
Oh, understandable, yeah.
You know, and I think that I mean, not that I hate them, but I mean, it's like we're trying to educate people.
Well, it's a waste of time, though, because, you know, as I said before, you know, the masses can never wake up. The masses exist in every society in history and have never really done anything. It's one group against another, one minority, if you will, against the other that's dedicated and devoted. Now, the founding fathers, remember, when they created the colonies and the republic, England was still overwhelmingly powerful over the United States, could have crushed it, actually. And yet it did not, by the providence of God, because of defenders of the colonies that were in the British Parliament. You realize that?
Right.
England was still a most powerful empire at that time. Yet there was a sympathy, there was a movement in England to let the colonies be free. And that's ultimately, with the fighting of the people in the colonies and their determination, what led to independence.
Well, yeah, and that's also when the Illuminati was officially started. So, you know, I mean, they let it happen here. I mean, could it possibly be that 200 years ago, these people plotted to send us to $10 a gallon for oil? I mean, gas.
It goes back to what Lindsay Williams was there in the drawing board room. He heard it.
I know, but
and
I'm
now
saying,
it's all here. It's in front of us. You know,
right.
we're talking about Iraq.
Lindsay Williams was 30 years ago. But back when they started the country 200 and something years ago, you know, I mean, you're saying that they let it happen. It is. I mean, I know, you know, you've read these plots about things that that were plotted 200 years ago. I mean, the 1776 on the bottom of the dollar bill is not the dollar, not because of the day we signed our declaration, you know, and I don't know. So anyway, I just wanted to make that point about the people that are really the enemy are the complacent ones.
All right.
And you
well,
know, that's,
I mean, we can all agree on that, Paul, that the great unwashed, you know, the individuals who make up America, you know, Joe Sixpack and all of the rest of that crowd. Yeah, sure, they're the enemy, but, you know, they've always been around. And right. despite them, things have happened. Look, a very tiny minority took over Russia and destroyed freedom, the Bolsheviks. And yet a tiny minority in America led the colonies to independence. So it can happen on either side, but it really and truly depends on where we are in history. Right now, I don't think we have the moral fiber amongst enough Americans to really fight the onslaught of this New World Order. I think we are morally bankrupt. And we are being bankrupted every day by the New World Order with gambling, with anti-family activities, with marriage being destroyed, homosexuality rampant. All of these things are demoralizing us, so we can't.
Well, what does that mean to me and you? What does that mean to me and you? I mean, what do we do to survive?
I don't rest my laurels on anything anyone else does. I have my faith, and I believe that that God will see me through this. I'm not worried at all. In fact, I've learned to live with less and less each and every year that I'm on this earth. Material possessions mean less to me now than they ever did. And that's a good thing. If we all did that and thought that way, I think we would have a very strong character to fight on and survive if we are meant to survive, Paul.
Right.
That's
well,
all I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, I got you.
This country, the little girl that drives the sports car you see every day, the little red sports car, I call him a little broad. She's got the cell phone on her ear. She's putting the lipstick on. She's spinning the wheel with one finger, you know, and she's waiting to get to her job so she can make her money so she can go out and do her thing and live it up and nightclub it every night. That is going to come to an end for her. And when that comes to an end for the little girl, she's not going to know what to do. She's going to panic. She's going to accept the New World Order. She's going to accept everything that's laid out for her. I won't. You won't. Because we have learned to live the other way, less material, more spiritual.
Okay. Well, we can live amongst these people, I suppose. I don't know how. The way it looks like, when this big Russian New World Order comes on,
right.
How do you live in a society? I mean, look, I couldn't even cash a check today at HSBC because they said they don't cash checks anymore.
No, that's right.
They said in the Bank of New York doesn't either. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're a bank. This check is written on your bank.
Exactly.
You don't have an account with us, you know?
That's exactly right. If you don't have an account with the bank, they say goodbye. Go somewhere else. And, you know, that's important to realize that we're all tied into that banking system to some degree, aren't we?
Right.
That's the mark right there.
I should have taken a check, you know.
I understand. You've got to insist on cash or whatever.
Gold and silver.
There you go.
I'll take it into account.
You got it. Thank you, my friend. All right, Paul, thanks a lot. By the way, speaking of gold and silver, as I said, Jeff Bennett could not be with us tonight. Republic Trading, but should you wish to call him tomorrow when he has more time to talk with you, you might want to do that to talk about what your plans are for gold and silver. And the number again at Republic Trading is 800-691-7898. 800-691-7898. Call Jeff tomorrow because now he said he'll be here next Thursday night, hopefully. Or unhopefully, because if he gets too much business, that's good for him, that's good for us, that's good for our being. All right, next call. Joe in Rhode Island. You are on the program, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Hello there.
You know, in the scriptures it's written, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant, Heavenly Father speaking.
Right.
Nebuchadnezzar, my servant, took the...
Satan himself was a servant of the Lord, huh?
Servant of the Lord.
And yet he was one of the... shall we say the enemy?
Well, one of the people who took his children captive.
Right. And yet he's serving God's plan, huh?
He also said that was the house of Judah that was taken captive under Nebuchadnezzar. And the house of Israel, of course, he describes the Assyrian. They went into the Assyrian captivity.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with Syria of today. But the Assyrian captivity... along about the same time as the Babylonians took Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls the Assyrian the fruit of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And all of which, All of which means what now, Joe? What is the point? What do you think people should remember most of all about these things?
Well, the main thing is the Father controls the positive and the negative thoughts.
Okay. Bingo.
So if you pay attention to the Father,
mm-hmm.
he can do things that you can't do.
He'll take care of your needs, too, right?
Yes. I mean, everything will fall into place nicely.
Yep.
That's like what my wife says. She says, just make the money and everything else will fall into place nicely.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't want to trade that for a nice white collar, Joe?
Well,
come on now.
We
can get you a church and a basket holder, and we can pass the hat.
You can get tempted,
come on,
Rick.
Come on. Am I?
Tempted me.
Am I?
Nah, will I have a nice big church, too?
Yes, you'll have a big church with a big congregation. You'll have all of the media worshiping at your feet. They'll love you. They'll respect you. They'll give you credence. All of those things if you just bow down.
That's all you have to do is
that's
just
all.
Bow.
That's all you got to do. Want to do it?
You know, the captivity of these end times, the Father said, he says, that one world captivity is my captivity.
Mm-hmm. All for a reason.
Everybody's
everything
going
for a reason.
In.
Sure.
That's it. Everybody's going into it. There's only one escape. And, you know, even our stepbrothers of Ishmael,
mm-hmm.
They don't like Kenites. And they don't want to go into this one-world government.
So they have to be brought in kicking and screaming, huh?
Wow. You know, it's
isn't that nice?
Father's word said everybody's going in.
Can you imagine? Here we are, right, using Iraq and their resources so Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl and that gang of thieves can live high off the hog and create their one-world dragnet. Isn't that incredible? It's right before our very eyes, and yet you don't hear Sean Hannity talking about this, and you won't hear Sean Hannity talk about it because he knows the minute he does, he's off the air. Bingo.
Sure, sure.
And all the rest of them, the neocons, they know how to lie and they know how to deceive.
Well,
and that's
why
we're different.
If you notice in this society we live in today, everybody's living in a $500,000 home. Four cars in the driveway. They've got a lot to lose.
They certainly do. Everything to lose. All the material possessions are going to go.
That's it. You know, businesses have been downsizing for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
A wise move by an individual would be to downsize.
Right.
You see?
You don't need that much to live on. You need a roof over your head. You need something to sleep on, maybe. You need food, basic stuff. But when it comes to all these riches and glory, they're going to pass away. But God's word is not, is it?
That's right. That word will last eternally. That's the wealth and riches you want in these end times.
That's right, Joe. Amen, brother.
You'll be a very wealthy man or woman out there.
You'll be wealthier than all the Kenites and their earthly treasures, won't you?
And, you know, the Kenites will all be poor on that instant of death. They won't have a penny to their names.
And even if they had it, they can't spend it where they're going, huh?
And you know, it's even written in the millennium, Rick. When they get to the millennium,
mm-hmm.
they're going to say, we want to get back to that flesh age. We want to go back to that flesh age.
Uh-huh.
They love the flesh and the money.
Uh-huh.
You know, I met a Kenite one time, and he had we were talking about dollars and bills. Mm-hmm. I said to him, I says, you know, I hate money. I says, I like the things you can buy with it, but I actually hate the physical money. You know what he said to me?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I love money. He says, I take it home. I put it in a pile on my table.
Ooh, what does the scripture
say? I smell it.
I love it. I don't
worship. Yes.
There you go, Joe. Hey, thanks for your call, brother. Good point, as always. Thank you for the witness. And Jeff in New Mexico, hi, you're on the program.
Yeah, Rick.
Yes.
Would you personally boycott buying stuff from a store owned by a bearded, long-haired Muslim or Odinist pagan American, or be in favor of employers not hiring such so-called non-clean-cut people?
Come again?
Well, you know, hypocritical Alex Jones today was saying on his show that we used to be clean-cut, and in the past he said we all ought to wear dress shirts and ties to go to city council meetings and county commissioner meetings And I'm asking you, would you boycott buying stuff from a store owned by a bearded, long-haired Muslim or odinous pagan American, or be in favor of employers not hiring such so-called non-clean-cut people?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
Yeah, you know, I think the conformist American Christian and American Jew insinuation that being clean-cut is the ticket actually oppresses against Muslims and odinous pagan Americans who believe different on what a man should look like.
But you know what the scripture says, you know, you don't judge men just by the outward appearance, but by the heart. And that's what God looks at, is the heart.
Yeah,
he doesn't look at the clothes as much or the hairstyle, depending on the situation and where you live and the time in which you live, you know. I mean, I know they didn't have Gillette razors 2,000 years ago. We have them today. And regardless of what one's appearance may be, it's really what comes out of the human heart that is more important, right?
Yeah, and, you know, around here where I live, a lot of these Mexicans, they have this clean-cut look Alex Jones talks about, or guys, students
right.
from China or India. But big deal, do we want America
there
to
you
let
go.
More and more of these kind of people here from foreign countries just
right.
because they agree to have this outwardly
sure.
clean-cut
sure.
look?
I get the point, Jeff. Thank you for your call. We'll be back with Doug and Ray next. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Oh, my, what an admission, huh? Hey, if you're writing to me, Rick Adams, you can write to me personally in the mail, Rick Adams, Box 186, 1800 Mineral Spring Avenue. That's 1800 Mineral Spring, two words, Avenue. And that's in North Providence, Rhode Island, 02904. All righty, and we get a lot of mail from time to time. Can't keep up with all of it, but we try. All right, and one more thing. Tomorrow night, remember, Brit Hume, yes, indeed, and Carl Cameron will be altercating tonight or tomorrow night. That's Scott Smith and Rick Adams assuming the roles of Fox News correspondents during a very interesting time in 2001. Don't miss it. Right now, it's time for Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
So are we.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, Mr. Bush.
And I was calling to defend Mr. Bush since he's a Texas rancher. He's got to be a good guy. And he, when they asked him about Brokeback Mountain,
mm-hmm.
he was real hesitant. He said, I know something about ranching. I know he knows a lot about ranching.
Uh-huh. He knows a lot about Jeff Gannon, too, right?
Right. Well, no, I think about his boyfriend that he uh-huh. made the ambassador to Denmark or
mm-hmm.
Sweden or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was the mayor of Knoxville.
Oh, yes, yes.
Cohabitated with him on
yes.
his little ranch.
In Europe, Eastern Europe, yes.
But, I was going to defend our great leader. We had such a lapse there that I can think up things, good things to say about him. And then when I think about him a little bit, I need to think of other good things to say about him because they're...
Yes, Paul. I mean, Doug. Yes, I'm thinking of my producer now. Oh, I shouldn't say that. We're having a little fun. All right. Anything else quickly, Doug? Because we got one more call we want to squeeze in. Go ahead if you do, if you have something else you want to add.
No, squeeze that other game.
All right. It's a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Catch you later.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow night, to be exact. Ray
right.
in Kansas. Hello, Ray. You are now on the program.
How you doing, Rick?
All right.
Hey, I've been hearing a lot about, during the revolution, separation from England.
Yes.
I don't claim to know everything, and I'm always open to learn something new, but the way I've always seen it was the split from England was allowed by England
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they did have the power to virtually take us over.
That's what I said, yeah.
And I think that they let us go ahead and win
mm-hmm.
because they knew that eventually they would have economic control over our society.
But, that's one way of looking at it, but spiritual
think,
level is another way. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I think that the reason why they went to war, and I'm not trying to diminish the patriotism of the guys that fought for the country.
Right.
Because I know their intentions were true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think England allowed or had to go to war with us because they had to put on a front to the other nations that, they weren't just going to be walked over by one little new outcropping country. They had to basically save face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's part of it. And we had some friends in the British Parliament that came to the defense of the colonies. And by the providence of God, we did split off. The two brothers were separated, Ephraim and Manasseh in the Bible. And here we are today, back full circle to King George. Isn't that something?
Exactly.
All right, Ray, get a run. Thank you.
Let me say one more thing.
Quickly.
That deal about the dirty money.
Yeah.
There's this website that's monitoring the money exchange.
Yeah.
I think they're using that to provoke going against currency.
All right. Hey, I got to run, Ray. We're out of time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. See you tomorrow night, 8 Central. Good night, Rick Adams.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab.
If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.